Somebody posted this on Facebook and you've got to hear it. I wish I knew the author because I want to give them credit. All right, let's call this what it is. Perfectly timed economic judo. And Trump just ran face first into the mat. While Trump is over there banging his favorite broken toy, tariffs, like a toddler with a plastic hammer on a coffee table, the EU quietly did something grown-ups do. They signed a massive free trade deal with Mercosur that's been 20-plus years in the making. 20 years. That's patience. That's planning. That's not, I woke up angry and threatened half the planet on social media. And the timing? Chef's kiss. Trump rolls out his shiny new 10% tariffs, then threatens 25% tariffs like he's upping the ante at a poker table while everybody already knows he's bluffing. He's targeting EU countries because they dare to say, no, mate, you don't get to just muscle Greenland like it's a monopoly property. So what does Europe do? Do they panic? Do they tweet? Do they throw a tantrum? No. They say, cool, while you're busy with tariffs, we'll just lock in one of the biggest free trade zones on earth with South America. While he's playing checkers with tariffs, Europe's playing long-term chess with supply chains. While he's yelling, America first, Europe's saying, fine, we'll trade elsewhere. And that's the real blow here. Not the headlines, not the symbolism. The fact that when those 10% and 25% tariffs land, Europe's going to feel them a lot less than Trump thinks. And that's impeccable timing. That's what impeccable timing looks like. No shouting, no theatrics, just a quiet, coordinated move that leaves the bully swinging at air. Trump wanted to show strength. Europe just showed competence. And competence always wins in the end.